we all waiting on the man?
The pretty man.
The bucket man.
The friendly man we have with by the sea. Are we on our way to Devonshire?
To Lancashire.
Or Worcestershire?
I'm not so sure, we'll have to wait and see. Are we on our way to Dover?
Or going barely over?
The jolly old boat that goes to Plymouth.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Erdo,
Ribbit,
Greg, Isaac, Eric, Reinert, and Trisha.
Wow, I said that funny.
Trisha. I don't know what song this is, but it sounds familiar.
Merrily, 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 Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, that is Mr. Toad.
Yeah, that's a great ride as well.
That is a good ride, yes.
Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Parks show.
I would need relief after that ride when I was little, because when the train was coming, that like hologram thing, that was scary. But if your business needs relief, business owner tax relief, you can explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. 623-888-3210. Again, 623-888-3210. Or check out the website azbotr.com. azbotr.com. Business owner tax relief, they'll help you out.
Yeah.
And that way you might get a bigger tax refund and be able to afford to go to Disney parks.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
That's
and,
a
you
good
know,
point.
And when you're there at one of Disney parks, if you see Snow White standing in front of the photo lab at Disney, why is she there?
For pictures?
Well, she's waiting because someday her prince will come.
Oh, they keep getting worse.
Yeah. Hey, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Greg, you like sports. You're our sports guy, right?
I like hockey.
Well, okay.
I like sports.
Unfortunately, there's not a... Okay.
I'm just
Dave,
messing with you.
You know like the sports with balls in them, right? Like basketball.
No. No.
Okay, now who's going to win?
I don't win the poll. I don't win the poll. No, no.
Dave, just calm down.
Dave,
why was Cinderella fired from the Disneyland basketball team? Because she was always running away from the ball.
I thought it was because she was dribbling.
Oh, that... Ooh. Yes. Okay. I like it.
All right.
And back to you.
You don't like the someday her prince will come? Prince. Photo prince.
Yeah, we get it.
All right.
Oh, now I get it.
He didn't. You got it. He didn't.
Now, how much did Space Mountain originally cost to build?
Ooh, let's have a guess on this one.
Ooh, I think it was $1.6 million.
I'll say 1.5.
I'll say 1.8.
I'll say 1.7.
Now, even though it was years ago, and it did cost more than what the original park cost to build in 1955 dollars. $20 million.
Wow.
$20 million at that time to build Space Mountain. They had, like, NASA people, I believe, and astronauts actually come on, and they tried the ride out and stuff.
Well, wow. I will tell you that actually, ride-wise, mm-hmm. is my favorite ride.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so realistic. You truly, truly mm-hmm. feel... It's so smooth, and you really, truly feel like you're... darting through outer space.
Absolutely. Now, if you've ever seen the ride, though, with the lights on, it looks like a kiddie roller coaster. Yeah.
Well, but you know what, though? I think I'd be scared because I think that you're really close to the other...
You are.
I mean, you're like under it. The tracks are like...
If you put your hands up, I don't think it's ever happened, but
almost
it seems like you're going to lose your fingertips.
Yeah,
I thought I was falling off of there. I might have been. Who knows?
But it feels so fast, but part of the reason is just the experience they put
and
out.
And the lights. Yeah. That was awesome. I think that's still one of my favorites.
Here's another fun fact.
Yeah?
They're always having to clean up dead people's ashes in the Haunted Mansion because people are always scattering their relatives there. That's true.
Weird. That's very
That's
true.
Weird.
Sad, right?
I would say that they might scatter them, and it's a small world or something like that. Because you know, just kind of like.
Well, no, they wanted them to be amongst friends, and they want to see if they show up at the ball, the dance over there.
They actually really will.
They are always cleaning up the remains because people are in there scattering.
Wow,
that's kind of weird. Oh, did you know that they actually have food storage there? So in case of an emergency situation.
Oh, no.
They would be able to feed all the people in the park.
Wow.
I think they have
for
enough.
For like a week or so?
Yeah, I think it's a week's worth of food.
So when you go to Disneyland.
And the water they is drinkable.
It is.
If in an emergency situation.
It's potable
water.
Mm. And you know that what's edible is all the plants in Tomorrowland.
Oh,
wow. Really?
Yes. Walt Disney
they
has
thought
some type of
everything.
Vision of that. Yeah.
So when you go on vacation, time it if there's a world war or something.
Or an earthquake.
Eat a plant.
Well, especially in California.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, next week you're going to be doing some what?
A natural disaster show in honor of San Andreas.
San Andreas.
Yeah.
But at least we had Dwayne Johnson to save everyone.
Yeah, we'll probably have Dwayne Johnson on the show.
He'll battle.
How about Tommy Lee?
He likes us to call him The Rock.
No, no.
Wow.
Yeah, but
amazing.
It was Don Cheadle that really saved everyone in Volcano.
We'll hear from George Clooney shortly, and we'll also talk about some of the history. But before we get too far, I want to talk about some of the other movies that opened yesterday in theaters, including Good Kill. You like Ethan Hawke, right?
I do, actually. Yeah. Well, was he the one in Sunset, Sunrise or something?
Yes, he was, but he also... Sunrise.
Sunrise. That's the...
Before Sunrise, before Sunset. Before Sunrise,
Eric,
before
play
sunset.
A bit of that song, Sunrise, Sunset, or something.
Who's it by?
It's from Fiddler on the Roof.
Was a rich
I know
man.
That. I know that one.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Ethan Hawke, also from Boyhood, plays an Air Force pilot who, after six tours of duty, now fights the Taliban from an air-conditioned box in the Las Vegas desert. When he and his crew start taking orders from directly from the CIA, his nerves and the relationship with his wife, played by January Jones, begins to unravel.
Was she Miss February?
No.
January.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mad Men and Last Man on Earth. So, Good Kill, Ethan Hawke, great actor, January Jones, great actress, Zoe Kravitz is also in it. She's great.
I love that song.
Especially for Dave.
Boom, boom, boom. Isn't this a great song?
Wow.
I have the soundtrack. I do.
Okay.
And it feels like we have delved into yesteryear as compared to tomorrow.
Yes.
A little.
Well, anyway.
And, he's getting up on the table.
Yeah, get off the table, Dave. Get off the table. Sit down.
His little mushroom belly button is sticking out.
A chair there for a reason. But Good Kill. You know they actually do this.
Yeah, I have a friend who is in the Air Force, and that's what he did.
I mean,
year.
Right, and it's just like drones.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's like a video game you're playing.
Yeah, that's all it is. So this is a highly intelligent and thought-provoking motion picture. It also manages to be quite the compelling thriller. This tackles a timely topic of drone warfare in such a way that encourages post-viewing discussion from a very human perspective. I think you're really going to be talking about this afterward. Its centerpieces star Ethan Hawke, who perfectly portrays the ever-increasing stress and decreasing self-respect that we might expect from a man in his precarious position. I mean, this is a lot of stress that someone has to deal with. These people aren't, you're not seeing them as human if you're just like blowing them up like they're a video game, just like you said.
Exactly. Yeah, it's pretty hard on you.
Yeah, and you see him do certain things. I don't want to spoil it, but he blows up one group, and then he waits a little while, and then he will blow them up again. So again, a very great film. Thumbs up. The film does not solely stimulate one's mental muscles, but also generates some genuine tension and emotional unrest, especially during each blood-curdlingly calibrated airstrike. So again, thumbs up to Good Kill. Now also, Dave, I know you love your Westerns.
I like country Western. Oh, but I
the
do
movies,
like Frontera.
Yeah, Frontera, yeah.
All the Dean Martin movies. Matt,
Million
someone,
Ways to Die in the West.
That was good. I thought that was pretty good, too.
Yes. Well, there's a new Western out called Slow West. Cody Smith McPhee, who's been on the show before, plays a young man who, at the end of the 19th century, journeys across the American frontier in search of the woman he loves. Along the way, he's joined by a mysterious traveler played by Michael Fassbender.
Know the Fassbender
guy. You know Michael Fassbender.
Michael Ironside?
No, Michael Fassbender. He's been in a lot of movies.
Did he run into a pole? And
they're all hotly pursued by an outlaw played by Ben Mendelsohn, who's also a great actor. To Slow West's credit, at least it warns you about the sloth-like pace right from the get-go. Slow West. Yeah, it's a Western, and it's slow.
You like? Oh, it's slow?
Yeah, it's slow. I like Westerns.
I like Appaloosa, remember?
Yeah, Appaloosa.
That's
a good one,
great
too.
Movie.
Yeah, all of these are better movies than Slow West. This is only 84 minutes long, and it felt like it took place over an eternity for me. Its characters just mosey along the frontier until they finally arrive at a conclusion that's pretty pointless and renders the It's excruciating trying to watch this movie.
Slow death.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying that Tomorrowland is a sleeping pill. This is a sleeping pill, Dave. It's a tremendous waste of time. Its sole takeaway seems to be the same simple messages relayed in a million ways to die in the West, which was silly, but it was least fun to watch.
Funny. Yes.
Yeah, it was funny. This is not funny. This is not thrilling.
Was it supposed to be funny?
No, it's just supposed to basically mean, hey, the West is dangerous.
Was it Charles Bronson in Death Wish?
No. That was much better. This thumbs down for Slow West. So the other two movies opening this week, Good Kill, Slow West.
Slow Hand. Remember that song?
Yes.
Barry White, I think. Was it Barry White, Eric? Slow Hand?
No, because slow it's hand. A girl, because I like that. A man with a slow hand.
That, oh, yeah, it was the girl that said that. Okay, sorry, my bad.
Well, anyway, yeah. So those are the two other movies that opened. But, of course, Tomorrowland is the movie that we're featuring, because this is Breakthrough Entertainment's Disney Parks special.
Special.
And speaking of Disney Parks, I think we're going to hear a little bit from George Clooney, perhaps after the break.
Oh, nice.
And the other people involved in the film, including Britt Robertson, Brad Bird.
Which one was Britt?
She was the main girl.
Oh, the robot?
No.
Robot?
No. Autoelectronics?
Robot.
No.
It's a robot.
No, and she was the main girl that.
Oh, she was good.
With yeah,
can
with
we get her on?
We've got her on after the break.
So. Excellent.
Yes. Well,
he's
you know,
a little slow.
Are we going to
do
another break right now?
Yeah.
I don't have just a slow hand, I guess.
And this is the Bear, the country bear.
I love that one.
The Country Bear Jamboree Show.
Do they still have that?
Yeah, of course. They made a movie out of it that was absolutely terrible.
Oh, they did?
Yes.
Oh. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I am talking about how you do your hands. All right, and we'll be right back.
Ted is on corn jug. Now I mean that bear can blow. He also plays the washboard with the handle of a hoe.